This is the Capture Your 365 podcast, a podcast about everyday photography for everyday photographers. This is episode number 27, 10 ways to be inspired to create.
Welcome to the Capture Your 365 podcast. This is Katrina Kennedy, and I am here today with Kelly Buss. Hello, Kelly Buss.
Hello. How are you?
I am doing well. I am loving summer. I am loving the garden. I am picking up my camera again.
Yes.
Crazy, huh?
Yes. I've been trying to do a little bit of that myself. So well done.
Excellent. Good job. Thank you. So today we're recording a mini podcast, and I've heard from some people that they really like these.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I like them.
Yeah. Well, and today you came up with the topic.
Woohoo. Yeah. Well, I'm like just feeling like I have good ideas today.
So. Excellent. Well, let's hear about your idea for today.
All right. Well, let's talk about 10 ways that we can inspire ourselves to create.
Yes.
So 10, because last time we talked, you were kind of in that funk, you know,
right.
And part of that means we lose all desire, all creativity, everything just kind of goes away. And when I feel that way, I kind of want to just sit with a blanket in my chair and drink cocoa or something and not move. So, you know.
Yeah, I get that. In fact, last week I had a rainy day and which we haven't had a lot. And we had this rainy day and Ian and I stayed home and I never got out of my pajamas. And then the next day it was like, okay, I'm ready. So
do you like that? Is that something that like that once in a blue moon that feels good? Or by the end of the day, are you like, ugh, I am still in my pajamas. I wish I would have done something.
It depends. So I'm not like the stay in my pajamas all day kind of person.
Right,
I don't
right.
enjoy that. But when all of the situation is good,
yeah,
like there's rain and it's kind of a little chilly and you don't have any like impending deadline
things. Yeah.
Then it can be good.
Okay.
And it was a nice way to like close my funk.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. So is it officially over?
I have deemed it over.
Because that's how funks work, right?
That's right.
Officially look them in the face and say, be gone.
Exactly. Be gone. Exactly. And that's actually one of the things that ended up on my list of ways to, you know, capture your creativity, ways to get out there and be inspired. So,
yeah.
I'm saving it for the end, though.
All right.
Because it's a doozy.
Okay. So I'll start. I'll give you my first one then. My first one is something I did last week. Connect with other like-minded folks.
Excellent.
And I know that we do a lot of that online. And so that has been very helpful to me. But some of those online folks reached out to me and they all came out to my house. And so I had a group of four photographers over and we just played in my backyard. And we did lights and flashes and all sorts of fun things. So
that's awesome. That's such a great way.
It was more fun than I thought it was going to be. So it was really, I hope they're not listening. They're going to be like, what?
Well, I think anytime you haven't done something,
right.
especially with people you haven't done it, there's always that little bit of like, ooh, hesitation.
Yeah. And only one of these gals did I really know, you know? And so I was having some strangers over. So it really wasn't about them. It was more my own little, what if this is a big flop? What if they all drive out and are like, what in the world did we come out here for? You know?
Exactly.
So, but it wasn't, it was a hit. They loved it. We loved it. We learned, we all shared equipment. It was fun. So that was my number one.
That's awesome. So yeah. I have to just say before I go to number two, that I just heard a child in the background for you.
I was wondering if you did.
Which is awesome.
So hoping you did not hear that.
Well, and it's okay because it's perfectly timed because my chicken's laying an egg.
I hear your chicken.
So she's going to get louder. It's the house chicken. Yes, I have the house. Well, I think everybody's heard about the house chicken before. So
yeah, well, your chicken's laying an egg. Hold on just a second. Because that child is not going away. So,
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and share my number two while you are taking care of your child. And my chicken lays its egg. So my number two is get outside. Maybe take the chicken outside. I don't know. For me, it helps to get outside, get into a new environment, take my camera and see something different. But there's just something about getting outside into light, into air, into movement that really does change my creativity, inspire my photography. So, Kelly, let me know if you're back.
I'm back. What was that?
Excellent.
I can hear, I'm back. Sorry.
That's okay.
That would be the four-year-old. I think that's the first time I've had a kid ever interrupt a podcast.
Absolutely. In 27 podcasts.
Sorry. Well, and he is first four. Time. And for you listening, this is our second podcast for the day. So he's been patient for a while and he was kind of hitting his... Anyway.
Exactly.
So what was your number one again? Can you just repeat it to make sure I know you're in the same order?
Because I do change things up like that, don't I? Is to get outside.
Okay.
Get outside.
Good.
Yeah.
Your chicken's cracking me.
I know. And she's going to do this. She'll kind of cluck and cluck and cluck, and then there'll be a big cluck.
Yeah.
So she may be
all
done
now. My next one is, and this is one I do a lot, is do menial tasks without distraction. Meaning make sure you give yourself time to let your mind just wander and we tell our kids this all the time. Well, when you're bored, go find something, sit and it will come. And right. I use that time for ironing or if I'm chopping vegetables, something that doesn't take a lot of attention. And I just let my mind wander about things. A lot of times photography, sometimes not. Sometimes I'm daydreaming and a lot of times some creative ideas come out of that for me. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. That's funny. That doesn't work for me. Like I like the space that creates in my head, but that isn't necessarily what gets me to creativity. But
okay.
It would be fitting that you and I would need different ways.
That's okay.
My number two, or I guess this would be our fourth one.
Right.
Mine is, it's related to your menial tasks. Mine is stop trying so hard.
Yeah.
I think we get into that mental game of like, well, if I just try harder, I'll get creative. Just try harder. And sometimes just like, stop, trying so hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. My next one is give it your best energy. So when you really, really want to get up in the morning and do it, or whenever your best time is, if you're a night owl, if you're, right before dinner, that time when you come home from work and you've got a little bit of extra energy and you know it's going to go away, that's when you want to tackle coming up with something new or something creative. So,
yeah, I like that. I like that. I think that goes back to years ago when we first started Capture 365, we would talk about take your picture in the morning.
Right.
Like while you're fresh, while you're thinking about it, that I think is great advice. All right. Next up on the list for me is kind of related to my number one, but not exactly the same, is do something different, go somewhere different, like really make it different so that you get out of the routine, you get out of your norm. And I think in seeing different things, sometimes that can spark your creativity, that can spark you wanting to take photos of things that you haven't been like that.
Yeah.
Creates some, that's just in the essence of it, creates some creativity. And it doesn't have to mean like go on a huge international vacation. Maybe that just means like turn left instead of right, or go to the grocery store on that side of town instead of the other side of town, like whatever that might mean for you. Just do something different.
Cool. I like that. Think about that one. Yeah, because when you do something different, that just invites new experiences, and new experiences, like you said, just spark creativity a lot of times. So.
Exactly. Cool. Just getting out of the rut.
Yeah. So number seven, I think this is number seven, maybe.
We need to be better at our numbering.
I know. I didn't number this very well. See, she said this is my topic. I did not do the numbering system very well. Sorry. But I think it's number seven is kind of related to your just last one. Be creative in another field. This is one of my go-tos when I'm just not feeling it for photography. A lot of times I'll put photography just on auto drive and take just a picture of, if I'm trying to do the everyday, I don't worry so much about creativity. and I'll be creative in my meal planning, or I will pick up my knitting again, or I might decide to pick up, you know, pastels and things like that. And so, yeah, try something totally different or something that you just love as much, you know, sewing, knitting, something like that.
Excellent. That's where gardening will often come in for me. Like, I don't think it has to necessarily be a craft. I think it can be just something you enjoy. Like, I'm really into cooking lately and, like, trying different recipes and different tastes and just different things. So that's kind of been working for me as well.
Yeah.
I like that. then my number eight. I'm changing it from the list, Kelly.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah, are you okay with that?
I'm ready.
My number eight, and I've thought about this a lot, and I always have come up with these, and they spark such enthusiasm for me, and I've got a new one planned, is create a mini project for yourself, like a mini photo assignment. So something that you want to do, maybe it's, you know, take 10 portraits or 5 photos of your coffee cup for the next 5 days or whatever it might be, and let that really spark your creativity. And I came up with mine and I'm super excited about it.
All right.
And then life kind of happened and made it even more exciting. So I go to the same farmer's market in my neighborhood every Saturday morning, and it's relatively small, and I go to the same guy to buy lettuce, I go to the same guy to buy carrots, and I kind of have gotten to know them a little bit. And I decided that I want to do a portrait series of people behind the market. Yeah. And so, like, just get them in either at their farms or at the market itself and photograph them and then find out a little bit about their story. Like, who are they? Who are these people who I buy my food from? And I was super excited about the idea. I shared it with my husband, and he's used to me, like, kind of coming up with these crazy ideas. And it had been the first time I had an idea that I was really excited about in a long time. And there's a guy at the farmer's market, the carrot guy and the green onion guy. And I'd had this great conversation with him about how to rehydrate carrots that get limp.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a great tip. It really worked. And so had this long conversation with him, really liked him, left, told my husband, like, they are my new favorite farm at the market. Just really enjoy them. And then I ran into... this is turning out to be a longer story than I intended. ran into the roommate of my neighbor just a few houses down. I'd never met him. I know the person who's been in the house for the longest time. We've known him for a long time. But I had never actually met the roommate. So I met the roommate and we're talking, and we end up talking about, like, eggs, and I'm going to share eggs with him from our chickens. And we're just talking. And he's like, well, do you ever go to the farmer's market? And I said, well, yes, I do. And you know, in fact, we just went this morning. We love it, blah, blah, blah. And he says, well, you know, my brother has a farm. It was the carrot guy.
Same guy.
How crazy is that? Small world. So
very cool.
Yeah. So, have a project and it can create some excitement. Yeah. So
sounds like it. Can't wait to see it.
I know. So Saturday, I'm going to go to the farmer's market and I'm going to talk to him, and he will be my first subject. And I'm hoping to go out to his farm and kind of excited about it.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go.
I can hear that excitement. That's very cool.
Yeah. I haven't had that in a while, have I?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Number nine to you.
Number nine, set a hard deadline and then reward yourself when you meet it. I know I work under a deadline sometimes, and sometimes I work my best under that deadline. And when I'm sitting and all of a sudden I have got to come up with something, you know, it becomes work, but sometimes that work drives you, creates the stimulus you need to get over the hump of that funk or the lack of creativity, whatever. And I know last time we talked about David Duchemin a little bit, and from that same series or podcast, he also said, creativity is not a talent. It is a work ethic.
Yes.
And I have had that on my wall ever since then, like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And just reminding myself that I have to, you know, push myself through it sometimes, and give me that deadline kind of does that. And most of the time, it comes. You know, sometimes that first hour is really painful, or, you know, that first day or two is really painful. But then somewhere in that process, that creativity comes back and I start seeing some results from it. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And that's really closely related to my 10, which is just simply work at it. You've got to work at it. So pick up your camera, go take pictures, like go through the motions. And, you know, your quote says it perfectly. And I've heard it from creative person after creative person after creative person who says, I just have to get up and do the work. I picked up the book that you recommended in one of our last
rituals.
Daily rituals.
Yeah.
You know, and if you go through it, like, I mean, that's what everybody is in there is doing. They may have crazy rituals, but at the heart of all of those rituals is their art or their craft. Yeah. They're doing it every day. I can't expect for creativity to come by wallowing in my funk.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go.
10 things. Yeah.
10
that
things
we've all used, you know, my 5, your 5. I think it's cool because those are all things that are not, you don't have to go buy a book to do any of these things. You don't have to, you know, sign up for some, you know, find your way class or I don't know. They're really practical. They're
right.
Achievable. So.
Well, and I think if you look at all of them,
yeah,
at their heart, it's all about taking an action.
Yeah.
Like you got to do something.
Right.
And I think, you know, it didn't come up in our 10 so directly, but I think in a few of them, there is the idea that you have to give yourself a break.
Right.
Like step away and then come back so that you can really be engaged.
Right. Yeah. I think there definitely is a rhythm to work and rest. And I know that sounds very generic, but you know that we're going to work hard. We're going to work at creating. We're going to push ourselves, but we have to rest too. There is that cycle where you have to step back sometimes, and it looks different for everybody. And that's kind of what part of this is, and part of the funk podcast, you know, is learning what works for you and how you use that rhythm in your own life, you know, to create work that you're happy with.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I wrote the blog post about, you know, how much can I bare my soul.
Yeah.
And having written that and as I think about it more and more, if all of your mental space is churning over something in your life, that is probably not the time where you're going to really be able to hold yourself to the most amazing creativity you've ever experienced.
Absolutely.
You know, it takes some space.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that that's my one little word for the year?
I did.
Yeah.
I did know that.
Yeah. I had no idea like how much that was going to come to mean this year.
Well, good.
In unintentional ways. So
yeah,
that's all good. Excellent. So 10 ways to get creative. What are you doing? What are you doing this week, Kelly, to get creative?
Well, I'm actually putting it off this week, to be honest. I did the photography last week. I'm going to be heading out on a trip to the East Coast. And so I'm kind of, I guess what I'm doing right now is I'm making preparations for that trip to be creative there. You know, I've been trying to figure out what equipment I want to take. I don't want to be overwhelmed. What I don't want to take, what lens I think would be best. So I'm not really creating. I'm just laying the groundwork so that when I get there, I can create. So.
And that sounds perfect.
Yeah.
Sounds perfect. Excellent. So I'm digging in the dirt this week, and I'm going to go to the farmer's market and
start taking pictures,
get my project started. I'm super excited about it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there is our mini podcast. This is podcast number 27. Crazy,
yes.
Huh? Crazy.
Yes.
Excellent. So if you loved it, let us know. If you've got questions or if you have an 11, 12, and 13 you want to add to our list, head on over to capshear365.com and share those with us. We are always looking for more ways to be creative. Thank you for listening to the Capture 365 podcast. We are glad you've taken the time to be with us. Have a great one.